Mobile phones help families staying in contact across far-flung remote provinces in Papua New Guinea. However, the number of people with mobile phones in PNG remains relatively low, at less than a third of the population. Dr. Amanda Watson of the Australian National University School of Asia Pacific Affairs has been studying mobile phone usage in parts of the region, such as PNG. She told Johnny Blades, recent research found the total number of mobile phones in use in PNG was 2.8 million, with around 2.5 million users.
So we say 2.5 million unique subscribers or individual people and 2.8 million mobile phones, of which about 600,000 are smartphones. So there was significant uptake from 2007 until about 2015, and then it has plateaued out. There has been a gradual uptake of smartphones, but the overall number of mobile phones hasn't increased very much in recent years.
Of that 600,000 who have smartphones in Papua New Guinea, what are they using the phones for?
So generally they're usually relatively cheap smartphones such as Huawei phones, and typically people are using them to access Facebook, to stay in touch with their friends and loved ones around Papua New Guinea, and even tapping into social networks that extend beyond the country's borders. And Facebook is one of the most popular mediums, partly because occasionally Digicel will offer free Facebook in with their deals. So, for example, you buy a certain amount of data and on top of that you might have free Facebook or something like that. So certainly Facebook seems to be one of the main popular mediums amongst internet users in Papua New Guinea.
So this is why a lot of people, like musicians for instance, will use Facebook to share their videos or their music rather than YouTube.
Yes, indeed. And one of the primary uses of mobile phones, whether they be basic phones or smartphones, is for the social contact with loved ones. So, for instance, being able to talk to someone who's in another part of the country, being able to communicate during emergencies, such as where there's a need for getting support for medical expenses or funeral expenses, those kinds of things. And so primarily it's the social contact, and then that also comes in handy in times of emergency, trying to get information about natural disasters, tsunami alerts, health issues, those kinds of things as well.
Do you see any developments happening in the telecommunications sector in PNG which could change how things are in this field? I mean, I know there's been the Coral Sea cable link up.
So a key development that's worth mentioning is that there has been a process in Papua New Guinea of mandatory SIM card registration. That means that every mobile phone user has had to register their SIM card with their name, address, photograph and things like that. And the final deadline for SIM card registration was at the end of September. So it is known that some mobile phones have been deactivated this month, and in fact it's unclear how many mobile phones have been deactivated. Those figures haven't been released by the regulator. On the positive side, yes, there are these new technological developments, of course, cheaper smartphones being made available, and also the undersea internet cables. In the case of Papua New Guinea, the new cable coming from Sydney, which is called the Coral Sea cable, that will basically replace a cable that was much older with much less bandwidth that was already going from Moresby to Sydney. And yes, there is also development in terms of the internal infrastructure within the country.
I guess it will be something we'll have to wait and see as to how the pricing of data use will shape up. Because, I mean, as it is, haven't PNG users of mobile data been a little bit hampered by the fact there's one or two operators in PNG?
Yes, there are also various internet service providers who are offering home and office internet to large organisations like universities and so on. But yes, the average user is wanting to use the internet on their mobile phone, and indeed it has been fairly expensive by comparison to other countries for some time for the use of mobile phones for accessing the internet. And certainly many users in Papua New Guinea would of course welcome price decreases. but it's not clear whether the new cables would lead to any substantial price decreases, and that's something that I'm monitoring with co-researchers, and we'll just have to keep an eye on and see what happens.
Dr. Amanda Watson of the ANU.